Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lapon. Miles moves to third. Suter moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Parsons moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parsons moves to third. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards the mound. Christopher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. York reaches second base with a double. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and has York trapped. There's the throw to McNair who tags York for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to third. Davis moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lapon. The throw from Swift and he is out, Davis applying the tag. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. McNair moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift is walked intentionally. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Christopher, and towards Davis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallo bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter bunts towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. Vallo moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson is walked intentionally. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Christopher strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. Harris moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Blair pinch hits for Pete Suter. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks, Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.